Are we lacking in our service ethic? I'm suggesting, of course, we know we've got a work ethic issue in this particular country, but there's wonderful values that come with hard work. And I think it's that that I was sharing a little earlier. Do you get that? Do you get bad service in the retailers? What happened to the days of the Raymond Ackermans, the customer is king? We'll be contortionist for the
There's
customer. We must be.
definitely a difference in different brand supermarkets, I find.
Okay.
So, for example, I mean, am I allowed to mention names of
It's
supermarkets?
entirely up to you.
No, I mean, like I say, in some of them, you do find the staff in the store very helpful. And in some different
Are
ones,
you saying across brands? So that would be a reflection on
I
management,
think
or?
the way they kind of trained and the style of training, I do feel a difference. Also, depending on the suburb and the store, and
Yeah.
oh,
But
I
that
don't know.
service ethic has to come from the top.
No, it
It
definitely
has to
does.
come
It
from the
does.
top. And if it's not there, you're not going to find it in the way that you want to discover it at a store level. And I think we are losing out because of that. Retailers, maybe you want to take note. Taylor Swift, do we really have to talk about her today? Barbed wire.
I knew you wouldn't love this. But we have to talk about Taylor because Tay is literally breaking the internet, breaking all the records. And I think she broke the record already with a previous album, but now she's surpassed her own record. And as Spotify wrote on X after her album, eagerly anticipated 11th album, dropped on, I think, was it midnight on the 11th of. The 19th of April, that was midnight on Friday, the Tortured Poets Department. It had 300 million streams in one day. In one day. I think the last one was 200. I mean, she's surpassed her own record. She's way ahead of the pack. And I went down a rabbit hole and I watched Fortnite, the music video of the one, the sort of first song. Also, just to say that midnight passed and a few hours later, then to everyone's surprise, she actually said it dropped another 15 tracks. So instead of thinking you were getting 15 tracks, she actually got 30 tracks. So the Swifties are beside themselves. I actually watched the Fortnite video. I watched a few videos of people who've analyzed it to death. And yeah, I'm sure people listening who really love her would probably have a slightly different take. I mean, I think she's smart. I think she writes lyrics that, you know, that's her thing. She writes lyrics about her past heartbreaks and things that have happened to her. When you read the words about what people say about her, you'd think she was obsessed with all these exes and that this was, and she needs to go to therapy. But actually, when you listen to it, I don't think that it's still that she carries a torch for any of these guys. I think it's just material that she probably wrote about them at the time, which I think most poets, most songwriters, a lot of novelists do write about life experiences that have affected their hearts and doesn't necessarily mean that they still, you
Yeah.
know, heartbroken. So it all feels a bit lighter than that to me when you listen to it. It's all a little bit less, it's a bit more tongue in cheek. But you must see the detail. The Mail.UK wrote an article where they literally put a picture of every one of these exes and they showed you the lyrics from every song that was related to these different guys. And if you read that and you don't listen, you kind
How
of
many
go,
guys?
lots.
How
Four,
many?
I don't know, like 12
Okay.
of the years,
I
maybe.
don't know, just a
I don't
question.
know.
Is that telling?
I don't, no. So my view, if you don't listen to the music and you just see all of this written about it, you go, girl, get some therapy and like, because she's clearly got issues and she struggles with relationships. Listen, so do many of us.
It go?
But you know, I mean, I went to therapy for years to try to fix my problems.
Was it an X?
No, just my sort of patterns, you know, the kind of people I would pick.
Yeah.
And then eventually I got a lot better. But anyway, she's now with Travis Kelce, who is a different maybe from all the rest because he's
Is
a
she breaking her patterns?
sports. Yeah, he's comes from a slightly different part of the world, and she seems really like in love with him. So let's see.
Probably a lot like, of course, the love that she showed previously.
Well, who knows? But she is. Listen,
Am I sounding cynical?
you are. But you know, also the thing is the level of symbolism. You know, her thing is all about symbolism. So when you watch the video, I mean, what's interesting about Fortnite is, obviously, there's all these references. There's also a track called Clara Bow. And, you know, Clara Bow was the 1920s it girl who was a kind of flapper who was in those American movies.
What's a flapper?
You know, the 1920s where they wore those fringy dresses and little things around their head. And they were like the Great Gatsby vibes. And Clara Bow had quite a tortured life herself. She also had some mental health issues. And so you'll see in Fortnite, there's definitely a correlation in the stylization of it. If you do dare to feel like watching it, it's set in a sort of an asylum. And she's got those bow lips and she's got that whole vibe. And so a lot of people Googling, who is Clara Bow? So it's opened up a whole new world of this particular film star. Mm. And then also the Dead Poets Society, which was definitely a movie in 1989 that I watched, a lot of us watched, the year that Taylor was born, actually. And so she's called her album Tortured Poets Department, and she pays homage to that movie in the video. She has Ethan Hawke and Josh Charles, who are in that movie, now a lot older, in the movie, within the video.
I'm just noticing how the WhatsApp line has kind of lit up all of a sudden. And I think the question fundamentally is, are we comparing apples with apples? Because so the claim is breaking more records with the eagerly anticipated 11th studio album. You said 300 million
in streams in one day.
Streams in one day. So you're paying a monthly fee of whatever, 50 odd rand.
People did buy the album as well, though, in various forms.
Oh, okay. I think that is what we must be measuring. Because again, you're looking at the Rolling Stones, sold over 200 million records, which was an investment.
You had to get up and go and actually buy a vinyl.
Are we comparing apples with apples? And I think that's the question. Not taking anything away from a relevance.
Okay, according to these various stats, there were also a huge amount of sales on the more traditional way of buying the album, but I think the buying of the album is still digital mostly.
Like, it's download.
I just don't have the number in front of me, but it was a very, very high number. So in total, the album earned 1.6 million equivalent album units in the US on its first day.
Good for you, Taylor. Can we move on? Somebody say, why is Taylor being dumped by all these guys? Who's got the problem? Athena wants to answer that question.
Well, she's found love now. We'll see if that becomes a song in the future. We'll see if it lasts.
Okay.
Good luck to Taylor.
We got bad habits in this country, don't we?
Yeah, moving on. This is actually interesting, however realistic this research is. So a tech website called Electronics Hub, using data from two different sources. One is called the Data Reportal of 2024 and Sleep Cycle. And the data is how much screen time different countries use. And believe it or not, South Africa scored number one in the most hours of screen time that we spend on our phones in a day. And in a month, in a year, we are the most users. We sit on our phones for 54% of our day spent on our phone. And that seems like quite a lot to me. So we actually came out as the top of all the countries. Brazil is second. So we spend an inordinate amount of time on our phones. The interesting thing is that we came second in our computers, how much time we spend on our computer. We scored quite low in gaming. We were 16th in the world on gaming, and they're saying that's because gaming is really expensive. And that developing countries don't, and even the gear, I think, is quite expensive. Whereas in developing countries, the phones do score higher because a lot of people don't have fancy computers.
It's a business tool, yeah.
Right. So maybe it makes sense that we've scored so 56.8% of their awake hours a day looking at screens. That seems quite a lot. 9 hours and 24 minutes.
Sure.
That feels like very high. Oh. Look, it is research, and that's usually done by surveys, so you always have to kind of...
And I think you're a big contributor to that statistic. Your job is to look at screens.
I know. Wait till I've retired. I'm going to ban myself from looking at my phone.
Do you want to take this Taylor Swift voice note quickly?
Oh, God. Is it going to be terribly horrible to me?
I don't know.
Good morning, South Africa. Just in connection with Taylor Swift here. I do think, look, I hope her and this new football player do make it and go the whole nine yards. But just based on her track record and what you guys have now said, she's most likely going to break up with this gentleman, or he will break up with her in the next 1 to 2 years, maybe 3 max. And then we will have another album on our hands. That just seems to be
it's a great
mechanization of her machine and how it works.
Absolutely.
I do hope that she can maybe find love or whatever the case it is.
Great business model.
But I'm not too sure if this one will last. I think it's now in that flower power stage. And yeah.
Look, it is her brand. I mean, it is. It's what she's known for.
And the statistics are just...
She says, though, in the write-ups about this, I think there was an intro, she says, none of this is meant to be like... She's not tortured, actually, although it's called the Tortured Poets Department. She doesn't sort of sound very tortured to me. So maybe this is all branding. Maybe this is all a business model.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and maybe the Tortured Poets Department depends on that business model to help write.
Yeah, it sounds quite tongue-in-cheek even calling it that, quite frankly.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like Tortured Poets Department. Is it? Is it really? Can we move on to something sweeter?
Please.
Although quite serious,
a dog
too.
Story.
What do you expect? Oh, what
getting
a surprise.
You,
Bob's is talking about his dog. Okay, so this, I actually started following this last week, but it's still being shared, and now there's a video on YouTube that we're hopefully going to put in an article on our app. It's a six-month-old corgi, and I love all dogs, but I've recently got really into the corgi breed. They are the cutest, funniest little spicy dogs with their very short legs, and they are hilarious when you see them hopping along on their short legs. His name is Fuzai. He's 6 months old, and he's the first of his breed to become a police dog trainee in China. And he's really captured the hearts of the public. Whenever he's out and about on training exercises, and all the German shepherds are walking next to their police trainers, and Fuzai is being held like this by his trainer. He's being held always in a backpack. I mean, how cute is that? And people take like endless selfies or pictures of him. But he's incredibly smart. He's incredibly good at what he does. And what's brilliant is that because he's short, he can get into spaces that other dogs can't.
Hold a hostile crowd at bay.
That's what somebody said out here on the floor. They said, look, he's hardly going to be like terrifying and intimidating. Well, have you seen corgis when they get cross? No joke. So he can climb under small spaces to sniff bombs and drugs and things like that. He has a lot of other very important doggy cop tasks to do, Clarence. It's not just about scaring people.
Socks.
He is adorable. He's super clever. And he stands in line with all the big German shepherds. And he's down here. And it's just very funny to see. But he really is going to be a very good cop dog. He's just going to be doing other things. Okay. He's not going to be terrifying the crowd of protesters.
Is he getting any royal treatment on that side?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Barbara Friedman. Bob's wife.